Hello, I'm your host, Kwong, and today I'm going to be interviewing my mom, my dad, and my uncle. What were your reactions to me being born?
I was happy.
Why were you happy?
Bởi vì tôi mong chờ đứa con ra đời. Đứa con đầu tiên ra đời của tôi.
The reason why she was happy was because it was her first child, and it's her only child.
Who did I show more affection to?
Bằng thể hiện tình cảm với mẹ nhiều hơn, bởi vì mẹ là người chăm sóc nhiều hơn. Ba.
I showed more affection to my mom because she was the one who took care of me more.
How did you guys react to finding out my mom was pregnant?
Thì gia đình nhìn thấy mẹ con mang thai thì gia đình rất vui vẻ hạnh phúc.
My family's reaction to my mom being pregnant was that they were very happy and all.
How did you guys react to finding out my mom is pregnant?
Oh, at that time, I was in Saigon. Yeah. That's mean the south capital of the our South Vietnam. I work in there. And you know, your mom is my sister too. And so when she got pregnant, I feel very happy. My first feeling is very happy. That's mean the first time she got a baby for her own. After marriage with your father.
Who took care of me?
Mẹ tôi là người chăm sóc tôi nhiều nhất.
My mom was the person who took care of me.
What was I like in Vietnam and coming to America?
Bạn là một đứa trẻ, hàng ngày chơi với ông ngoại đó, rồi cho mẹ đi làm rồi.
And what was I like coming to America?
Qua Mỹ thì bạn vẫn là một đứa trẻ thôi.
À.
Và khi bạn lớn lên thì bạn mới đi học một giáo kindergarten mầm non vậy. Đó, con tạm chắc là in mẹ nói vậy đó.
I was a child who played a lot with his friends, his parents. And in America, it was kind of the same except no grandparents. I just talked to my friends and such.
What were my family reactions to me being born?
Khi con sinh ra, gia đình rất xúc động và vui vẻ.
My family reactions to me being born were that they were very happy.
What were my family reactions to me being born?
The first reaction is from me is that I'm feel very, very happy. I feel it's so wonderful. It's like a miracle. You be present in this world. And you know, the other people like grandpa, he's very happy. And your grandma too. She was very happy at that time. And the other brother and sister of me, they are so, so happy. They laugh on the day. Very cheerful because of you.
Who came up with the name and why they chose the name?
Mẹ tôi là người nghĩ ra cái tên và đặt cho tôi. Tại sao thích là mẹ tôi thích cái tên này là bởi vì mẹ tôi nghĩ con nhật là cái con là sáng phải không? Con là giống như điện sáng nghe. Thấy không? Yeah. Nhật là cái nhật là ngày này. Như một cái người ngày sáng thông minh vậy đó, hiểu không? Con là giống như điện này, thấy không? Hiểu không?
Yeah. Who came up with the name and why they chose the name?
Ba là người đặt cái tên này cho con. Tại vì giấc mơ của ba mẹ là muốn cho con có được cái tươi sáng. Rồi.
The reason why they came up with my name Kwong is because they saw my name with the brightness inside me. They thought it would be
I'll be a bright and tall child. What were your reactions to me taking my first steps and my first words?
Ba mẹ tôi rất mừng khi tôi được nhận bước đi đầu tiên và tôi đã gọi tên ba ơi, mẹ ơi. Đó. Không?
Yeah. What were your reactions to me taking my first steps and my first words?
Ngập ngừng, lo sợ, run rẩy.
What were your reactions to me taking my first steps and saying my first words?
For the first time I saw you taking your first steps, I feel very excited. Yeah, very excited. And I think it's like another miracle too, like you being born, because the first time you can put the first step on the earth, it's great thing for me, it's great thing for you too. And the second thing is also exciting too, to me, is that you can say the first word for the first time. You say, I feel it's so great. Yeah, you can say the word for the first time. I still remember my feeling at that time. Yeah, very, very so excited.
Okay. My parents were very happy and overjoyed. How was my behavior on a daily basis as a baby?
Yeah. Hành vi của bạn là hàng ngày là đi lui tới trong nhà này, phá cái kia này, cầm cái này lên, cầm cái kia lên này. Ý như vậy đó, hiểu không?
Yeah. How was my behavior on a daily basis as a baby?
Tinh nghịch, quậy phá, nghỉ nhõm, khóc nha.
I basically cried. I was being, how do I explain this? I just messed around and stuff. What was the difference between my behavior in Vietnam and my behavior in America?
Sự khác biệt của bạn khi ở Việt Nam thì bạn là chỉ một đứa trẻ thôi, mới mấy tháng thôi, thì gọi là cũng nằm ngủ uống sữa đó đó. Rồi tại khi qua Mỹ là vẫn tiếp tục cái dạy, cũng là một đứa trẻ, đúng không?
Yeah.
Khi mấy tuổi cái nào mình đi học Rikun khi năm.
So the difference was that when I was in Vietnam, I was only a few months old, so I only cried and slept. But when I was in America, I grew up, I did not sleep as much, but I still cried, and I was being a little rebellious, so yeah. This is your host, Paul. I'd like to thank you for listening to the podcast, and have a good day.